Chapter 19, A Real Wizardress. End of Part 1.
Our antelope slept in the magnificent lotus flower and saw the most vivid dreams after returning from her magical journey. Next to her, on the petals as white as snow, gently slept the three kind, sweet-eyed antelopes. How sweetly I slept. Antelopes, wake up. I'll tell you what I saw and heard when I flew away to the 13th chakra on the balloon. There was my soul, so I didn't feel any sadness or even pain. There was only this pleasant wind and sparkles floating all around me. Lots of sparkles, all colors, pink, silver, and purple. And they were so gentle, so pleasant. We also want to go there. You promised to take us with you, Antelope, so please take us all there, said the three of them. But where is the balloon? Asked one of the three. Oh, I don't even need it, really. I can just think about it now, and immediately I'll go wherever I want. And the antelope closed her eyes. The three of them watched her carefully and did just the same. Okay, now open them, she said. We've landed in the 13th chakra. The gentle wind sparkles. How lovely it is here. The three antelopes squealed with excitement. It's so nice here because our souls, the ones we can't see because we have them inside, well, they don't know any misery or sadness at all. But they come down to the lower levels to have all these interesting experiences, to learn and learn. And then they fly away again back home. We want to stay here, shouted the three antelopes all together. We want to stay. We like it so much. It's so nice here. We really, really like it here. What's that strange sound? Said the antelope. Now I'll think that this voice isn't so strange and it will vanish. It's gone! So now you've become a magician? Now you can just think about something and everything will work out? It will all come true? The strength of thoughts, said the antelope. It's really certainly a big power. But now we must return to our fourth chakra, and you all mustn't stay here without me. I'll just think of it, and you'll see what will happen. And the antelope closed her eyes. She thought, and thought again, and one more time. She thought every time of a different antelope of hers. And then one more time, the fourth time, for herself. Now open your eyes, she told them. How is it? That's it. We've arrived back to our fourth chakra of the heart, the green chakra, our most dear and favorite place. It's so beautiful and green here. Let's go for a walk on the green grass, where the fields begin. Antelope, peeped the first one, wouldn't you want to open up a school, a magic school of wizardry, and teach all the animals and all the people and everyone who wants to learn magic, your lessons, your coaching? Nope, I don't want to open up a school, answered the antelope with certainty. Don't want to. Okay, then we'll run and tell everyone, all the animals, that you've become the best antelope magician that there is in the whole world, shouted the three antelopes with the most excitement and pride. And I don't want that either, said the antelope.
But why?
They asked. Because I want to open up and discover all of my talents. I feel that inside of me is a lot of strength, and my task now is to do the inner work I need to unlock these powers further. But if someone needs my help, then of course I'll help them. Oh, but you are truly a wizardress, said the three of them, because only a real wizardress is that humble. Thank you all, thank you, but it seems to me that you may be exaggerating a bit, but it's still so, so pleasant to me. Just like how I felt when I was stopped in the balloon in the 13th chakra. It's such a nice feeling to discover your strength. You feel so good inside. Let's go to sleep in our dearest chakra, and we will see the kindest dreams. And I will wish in my dream to continue to open up my strength of magic. What will be? What will be?
Oh.